When it comes to luck, I don't really believe in luck. I believe more in the divine plan, we'll say. I believe, again, that every decision you make is moving you forward towards a positive outcome, or it's just sucking you back to where you don't want to be.
Greetings and gratitude, folks. This is the G-Man here from the X Factors to Success. And it is an honor and a pleasure to have this guest here today on the podcast show. And I'm super, super excited. Why? Because this wonderful woman has achieved great success in her trials and tribulations, which she's going to share today in our podcast show. And it's truly amazing. I have met her about the say about 3-4 years ago in one of the Jack Canfield's events, I think it was up in Boston, and we'll get more about that, about her. However, she impressed me because I've been following her on social media, and she achieves great success, especially in the last 4 or 5 years. Then she is the owner and CEO of the Interior Design Nutrition, Certified Nutrition Coach, Change Psychology Certified. She's a Certified Success Principles Trainer. She helps men and women 35 plus feel energetic again by losing weight without strict diet plans or sacrificing family time with hours in the gym. Imagine that, right? As a competitive bodybuilder, she understands the drive, determination, and discipline it takes to motivate people to achieve their goals. As a happily married mother of one, she helps people juggle, that's right, many hats they have to wear with the outstanding time management techniques and mindsets. So, ladies and gentlemen, from the X Factors to Success, to you, I present you, Tina Myers. Welcome to the show, Tina. Welcome.
Hey, thanks so much. I am just absolutely thrilled to be here.
Tina, I mean, I am super excited to have reconnected with you.
Yes.
About 3-4 years ago at one of the Jack Canfield's One Day to Greatness Success up in Boston. And we met, and you also met my wife too, as well. And then I've been following, we've been friends on social media, and I've been seeing the growth that you gained over the years now. And of course, I won't spill the beans right now, but you have achieved a great success story to share with us. Since this is the X Factors to Success, and those of you who are been listening to me in the past and now in the future, as by relaunching the X Factors to Success brand and podcast, we work on 5 major pillars of life: faith, family and friends, fitness, which is appropriate today for our lovely Tina, and finance and fun. And I think she incorporates all of those 5 in her well-being of life. She's motivating, she's energizing people and making a difference in the world. So Tina, welcome again to the show.
Thank you so much.
Tina, and this is a very casual conversation. Let me tell you, I always have had in the past guests with the first question I ask. And again, I hate to be formal, but it is a question because it's based upon my platform of success. So what would you say, first of all, how would you define success? And then we'll get into more about your journey and how you achieved all the greatness and then how you continue to grow into your success.
So my definition of success, you know, it just seems like this giant thing. And I thought about it for a long time. And I actually, it came to me through like a vision almost. And it's what I call my personal trifecta plan. And what that is I will feel that I have achieved full success when I can retire my husband, I can provide for my daughter and future son-in-law and their family, and then I want to be able to give substantially to my church and other organizations, and I really hope to leave a footprint of tremendous impact. And that is going to be when I feel like I have achieved success.
I love it. Wow, that's a lot of things to put in that big
there. I know.
Tina, that's awesome. Well, we're going to dig a little more deeper in it and get more granular, if I may say. And I know you're passionate. And again, seeing you in your social media on Instagram and Facebook. And at the end, folks, we'll have everything in the show notes so you could follow Tina. She's awesome. Tina, So let's get right to it. What are you currently passionate about? What's lately? What are you passionate about?
I really feel that I am passionate about anything that I set my mind to. I'm very goal-driven. I'm a semi-professional flutist with an endorsement. I am a competitive bodybuilder. And then I made the leap a few years ago to become a woman entrepreneur. And pretty much the way I go about it is I just set the target. I set my intentions, my goal, and then just break down the steps to obtain it. So lately, it's in my business that fulfills me, because there's a lot of confusion out there when it comes to health and fitness. And I really didn't realize this until I started competing. And I really learned how much nutrition drives 90% of your results versus working out. Most people think it's working out. Yes, you know, that helps to get you in cardio, get you in good shape and that kind of thing.
Yes.
But that's not the main driver. And I became fascinated with the process of the things that you go through to get across that stage. And with all the confusion that's out there, I thought, you know, there is a better baseline to be built. And I wanted to go into this because I felt it was my calling of how can I help people? How can I help people feel better, gain energy, you know, reduce stress? And I really try to look for deep health with people. And it's because it's very multifaceted.
Okay.
All these things feed together. So that's what I'm passionate about. Everything just kind of all fits together for me with the bodybuilding, and it drives my business. And I experiment with like myself, like trying different things, different timing, different foods, and see how it impacts me and my moods and that sort of thing. And then I can apply that knowledge and experience to my clients.
Can you share with us lately, what have you achieved in the bodybuilding arena of part of your journey to success? If you don't mind, give us a little insight there, because it's pretty exciting, because I've seen some of the images that you had in transition over the years.
Yeah. Well, let's just say I started at 46 and I'm now 51. And
you look fantastic, by the way. Fantastic. Excellent.
Thank you. And really what ignited it for me is I simply up and decided one day that I wanted to compete. It was as simple as that.
You just woke up and said,
I did. I was like, you know, I want to go in a competition. And I have an extremely supportive husband and daughter. And they kind of looked at me a little bit and they were like, okay, you know, we'll just let her go with this one. And so I started winning competitions, and there's different divisions that men and women can compete in, not just men and women, but it goes to like bodybuilding, physique, figure, wellness, bikini, fitness, that sort of thing.
Okay.
So, and each of those divisions represents a different level of muscularity and leanness and so forth. So I started winning, and then, you know, you get the bug, and it's just exciting. It's exhilarating. So I recently won a competition which qualified me for nationals, which will be in July 2023.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, thank you. So I am very excited because that will give me the opportunity to, you know, hopefully turn pro. That's the goal.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'll see what happens from there. I do this because it helps me show people what's possible. Like when people stop holding themselves back or just going with the flow and being their own like watered down version of themselves.
You said that before earlier, I guess, in our casual conversation about watered down. Give us some more insight about that, because there's a lot of people out there believe about all these different programs that are out there. you know, the convincing, they're selling you within a short period of time, you're going to be achieving X amount of weight. And I know you've been through it in and out, and I'm sure in your, with your clients, you've been working with them. So give us a little bit more insight on that one there.
So when I say the watered down version, it goes along with your comfort zone. People get stuck and they think this is the way it is. They convince themselves that this is just how life is. This is it. And it is part of my mission to show people that they can just be so much more. The invincible shackles that are holding them back, they can win like 1,000 mental victories in their mind. And really that's what it takes when it comes to health and nutrition. And it's not something that I don't train my clients to do what I do.
Right.
I help regular people overcome obstacles and, you know, learn how to cope with social obligations. And, you know, it's really about breaking the habits and behaviors to build sustainable long-term results. So
I like that. You know, one of your Facebook posts that you have quoted, and I'm going to quote you on here, and about limited beliefs. I don't trust myself. I'm afraid to do the work. I'm not ready yet. I can't afford it. And let me get XYZ taken care of, then I'll be ready. It's like ready, and never go ahead and take action. You know, like Tony Robbins always says, take massive action. Take massive action, right?
Yes.
You know, I love the fact. I know he's one of your fans as well, and one of mine as well. That's awesome that you're able to. Now, would you mind maybe sharing with us a recent success story that you just recently received, if you don't mind?
No, I don't mind at all.
If that person's okay with that, you know?
Yeah, I would assume that he is.
Okay.
But on his own, he reached out to me and he said, you know, I've got something I want to send to you. Is it okay if I post on your wall on Facebook? And I said, well, sure. And his name is Sam. And I've worked with Sam for a long time. And he wrote the most amazing post about how he's gone through this health transformation, this amazing health transformation. I mean, he's lost like an entire person in weight. Okay. And it just moves me to no end. I just got the chills.
That's awesome.
Every time my client, you know, says, I've got it, I did it, you know, I made it, and they've got these little benchmarks or these major goals that they accomplish, it just warms my heart and soul to no end, to know that I had some little part in their amazing health journey to help them and guide them. And Sam took a lot of the practices and the habits and the little daily things. It's these daily micro decisions that you're making every single day that are going to add up and eventually get you to that big goal.
I like that. Micro decisions to get you closer. It's one little step at a time. You know, I was told by one of my mentors in the past, you know, how do you eat an elephant? I mean, not physically, but one little bite at a time, right?
Absolutely.
So it creates the compound effect of action, reaction. So so congratulations to you on that successful story to share. Sam, if you're listening to this also, congratulations and much continued success on your journey. And that's awesome. So Tina, great story to share with us. And again, for our audience to hear these little stories, give us maybe some inspiration, some motivation to maybe to begin some kind of physical activity and to get us more involved in moving our bodies and really healthy bodies, a healthy mind, a healthy mind is a healthy body, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
So Tina, I'm sure to get to where you are right now and you still continue to grow as myself also, is there a particular failure? And I hate to use the word failure, a big mistake or failure that you've encountered that you learned from, and how did you pivot? What was a pivot point of a failure that you've encountered that you want to share with us?
Well, I think, you know, it's tough because I've been divorced and I've been divorced more than once. And I beat myself up pretty good about that and considered those relationships failures. And after you get to the other side of it, you know, just like anything, you know, you have to break down before you can break through. And I learned so much about myself during that time. So while the relationships failed, I don't now, in retrospect, don't consider it a failure upon myself, because I really grew and I found a deep inner strength to show me exactly what I was made of. And there are times, no matter how tired you are, no matter, you know, how broken you are, where you feel like you just cannot go down and hit bottom any harder. You just brought to your knees by it. You know, there are definitely those moments, and, you know, very dark moments and such. But, you know, you wake up the next day and you have hope, and you get, you know, the feeling of hope and the faith and the vision and the goals to just put one foot in front of the other and just keep trying to do the next right thing. And that's what I learned. You know, I don't wish those things on anybody, but certainly if there are people out there that are going through that, know that you're going to be okay and you're going to grow. And when you get back and you get on the other side of it, once you go through it and get to the other side of it, you're going to look back and realize like how important those moments were.
Right. It's amazing how those milestones of events in our lives builds up or stacks up our steps to the next summit.
Absolutely.
And we get to the summit, we start learning, we start pondering, what did I learn from? And again, you know, in the last couple of years, Tina, I'm sure you agree, all the stuff that gets around us, media, and you can't do this, know this, the mask and the whole thing. I mean, again, we know that. And it suppressed us, and gave us a little bit limited beliefs. You know, but what we learned from is to continue on growing. Now, no matter what we are in that point right now, we could achieve the highest part of success for ourselves. It's only to push. Like yourself, you went to competition the last couple of 3, 4, 5 years. Look at you, a championship, going to the competition in 2023. It's amazing. So you are a human being that continues to go and to share your experiences and your knowledge and skills to your clients and to the world out there. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. There's always a saying people I hear also, hey, AG, hey, Tina, you know, you're lucky. You're so lucky. Have you heard that before?
Yes, I have heard that before. Yes.
What would you say about that? Because, you know, people say, well, you're so lucky, you know, and you have done this and that. So what's your take on this, Tina?
When it comes to luck, I don't really believe in luck. I believe more in the divine plan, we'll say.
Ooh, I love that.
I believe, again, that every decision you make is moving you forward towards a positive outcome, or it's just sucking you back to where you don't want to be.
Yeah.
When people say I'm lucky, it bothers me. It wasn't luck. It was educated decisions. It was with the grace of God that I designed my life this way. And, you know, sometimes facing unsurmountable hurdles and indecision, but I knew that I was going to learn and be able to move forward from these circumstances and ultimately be grateful in the long run. I always knew what I wanted to do. My only regret maybe is like, I wish I had listened to myself sooner.
We all say that, right?
Yeah.
But there has to be a reason why you achieve now at this crossroads of life, right? You know, so continue on. I apologize for interrupting.
No. That's just all it is. You set your intentions each day. You know the practice. You're grateful. You give thanks.
The attitude of gratitude, right?
Yeah,
attitude
absolutely. And you know, even when I'm in like my worst moods, I'm tired. I don't want to. I don't feel like it. You know, we all get those.
Right.
But it's in those moments when you continue to do the next right thing, you know, write your gratitude list, say your prayers, give thanks, or whatever, those moments when you don't want to are the ones that matter the most. And when you grow,
I see that you have that one of the factors of fate. You have a divine fate and a spiritual fate. And again, no denomination, but there is some kind of spiritual awareness that you are incorporating in your daily lives.
Yes, absolutely. I start and end every day, all throughout the day. You know, I say my prayers, or I talk out loud. I put my intentions out there and the universe handle the rest of it, really.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, people, you know, I'm sure people have read or who are listening to this right now or have seen a movie, The Secret, you know, the Law of Attraction, right?
Yeah.
And of course, one of our fellow mentors, Jack Canfield, was on that Secret as well. And, well, Michael Beckwith and Lisa Nichols and some great, great speakers and motivators out there, you know. Yeah, so we have a lot of things in common. And again, I'm growing at a different rate. You're growing at a different rate. And all of us want to hear stories, right? Mm-hmm. And stories. So who would you say your top three role models are?
My top three role models? You know, this is a difficult one to just narrow it down.
There's so many, right?
The top three, you know, of course, you know, my role models definitely were my grandparents. You know, my grandmothers, both my grandmothers are still thankfully with me. They're in their late 90s, and they are just two of the most amazing women that I have ever met. That generation, you know, that went through the Great Depression, that just knew how to make things work and just never stopped, you know, no matter what. And they cared deeply about their families and provided for them. You know, both of them at that time obviously stayed home, didn't learn to drive, that kind of thing. But yet, you know, my grandmother, when she was, I don't know, early 90s, late 80s or whatever, taught herself how to use a computer and taught herself, knows what a mouse is, you know.
That's amazing.
And she has done Snapchat and stuff like that. And it's just, she never learned how to drive. She's just well-read and that sort of thing. And it's just, she was, you know, both my grandmothers are just amazing people. So
God bless them. God bless them. If you listen to this, Grandma,
I know, right?
In Italian, we say nonna, you know, nonna.
My nana. Nana, because nana was Greek. It was nana and papa.
Yeah.
But yeah, for sure. My nana's amazing.
Yeah, I have to say that my mom, my mother, Michalina, she's turned 80 this year. And last year or year and a half into the COVID, so since I live now here in North Carolina, and we bought her an iPad. We set up a Facebook page, and now she is hooked on phonics. No, she's hooked on Facebook, on FaceTime.
Yep.
And so we gave her about a couple of weeks how to do the, you know, repetition. She gets on it. She calls us every day or every other day. She calls up the kids and so on and so forth. So technology doesn't stop, you know, at the young age, but those who are a ripe seasoned age can learn also. So perfect example sharing your story and my mom. So thank you for sharing with that. Besides Nona, Nana's grandma.
And my gram.
Yeah.
You know, and the next, you know, of course, the men played a very strong role models in my life and such, but the ones that just obviously stand out to me are the women. So, you know, the next, I thinking about it, it was like my mom, my Aunt Robin, and my daughter. These are just amazing, incredible women, again, who have faced unfathomable things that just gut-wrenching things, and they have made it through, and they never stopped. You know, my mom raised the three of us kids, you know, by herself when she went through her divorce. And I just remember her holding down multiple jobs to make ends meet. And she still provided for us and such. And my Aunt Robin has had some incredible health hurdles that she has overcome. And, you know, my daughter, she never ceases to amaze me. She's 23 years old and has such a beautiful, knowledgeable mind and just a strong head on her shoulders. And she knows exactly what she wants, and she
Well,
goes right for it.
you're
So,
the role model, I believe,
well.
right? So you're the responsible role model for her, you know?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. That's awesome. And do you mind what is her name? Do you mind giving
My
that a shout out?
daughter, yeah, my daughter is Morgan.
Hey Morgan, how are you?
Yeah.
God bless you. You have a wonderful, wonderful, inspiring, motivating mom there.
Well,
That's
thank
awesome.
you.
Any authors out there that you
Oh.
maybe I wanted to that you kind
One or two, my
of
goodness. Oh, that's not fair. All I do is
or
read
name or
all the
name
time.
or what are you currently reading? Let's put it this
Oh my
way.
gosh. That's not fair either. Okay, so let me start with this.
I have a pile of books also.
I was gonna say, I do not read one book at a time. I'm kind of like an emotional reader, and it just depends on like where in my day and what my brain is able to absorb. So
Right.
mostly in the beginning of the day, it's personal development, and then midday or so, it's business, marketing, selling, research and development.
Development.
And then, the evening, I have books where I consider myself, I'm putting myself through college, but is stuff learning more like
Yeah.
nutrigenetics and how people respond to food based on their genes. I'm diving into that. And then, if I have any brain cells left at the end of the day, I will read something that's leisurely. So,
Well,
current reads, I mean, I've got probably eight books that I'm reading right now.
it's great. Hey, you know what? Those of you who are listening out there, she's reading eight books, but in different kind of mindsets. That's going
Yeah.
to feed her, to motivate her, inspire her, to energize her.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm reading one book. I'll share with you. I'm not promoting, but this is the latest book here, and he's one of my favorite podcaster, and also it's
I want to read that
The Power of One More by Ed Milet,
Yes, it's on
and
my list.
he has his own show now on
Okay.
Nauzi, and it's called The Change,
Okay.
and I've been following him for the last 1.5, 2 years now, and he really blows my mind. I mean, he's a straight to truth guy, and I could relate to him because he's his dad was a alcoholic also, but
Oh.
and my dad had issues with alcohol as well. Again, I'm very transparent with that also, and I've had my fair share of youth being fearful at home, not expecting things to come home. My dad, whatnot, what's his attitude? And but we all go through. But the past for me also is an experience that gets me today to inspire, to educate others also to overcome their challenges as they had in their youth. And I think all of us have a story to tell. And I think Ed Milet also depicts the story about we have a story to tell. We have to share our story. Just like you're doing right now,
Absolutely.
Tina. You're sharing your story, about your journey into success, achieving the X factors to success, and helping others achieving their success. Breakthrough goals, small ones,
Yes.
right? Small
Yes.
ones.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah, so you have to pick up that book, either
Yeah.
audio
I
or
will.
that will be your ninth book now,
Yeah,
okay?
say I have a book addiction. I'll probably order it right when we get
You
off
know,
the
the
podcast.
Amazon is there. I just
Yeah.
click, it comes in tomorrow or
I
the
know,
next day.
right?
Oh gosh.
Yes, and there are things that I'm reading on my Kindle as well, and that's loaded with books as well. So it just depends on what I'm doing. I'm never far from a stack of books.
No, neither am I. And again, folks, there is a study showing that the average person, I guess in America, will read maybe one book a year.
Eesh.
That is a very, yeah, that is, Tina, it's very sad, right?
Yeah, that
So those of you
is.
listening right now, have you read a book besides your high school book or college book? Think about it, folks. Think about it. Wow. And a successful, motivating individual will read maybe at least one book a month. That's 12 books. That's a college degree right there.
Yeah,
Think about
yeah,
that,
yeah.
and you're reading eight books right now in the interim.
Yeah.
The ninth one almost right
The
now for the next
ninth
book.
one's coming.
But yes, interesting statistics, right? As far as we don't read
Yeah.
much. And again, we are on social media. Yes, that's fine and dandy as far as entertainment, but we need to nourish our bodies, right? Nourish our spirits. So I want to get a little bit more onto your nutrition, if you don't mind, as far as what's your breakthrough goal? And again, I know you mentioned about your bodybuilding competition coming up, I think next year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. But
give us some more insight regarding your nutrition. Because I think folks out there will also, you know, we've been through 2 years of sitting at home behind Zoom, behind all the virtual reality, working at home. Give us a little bit more insight in that, if you don't mind, Tina.
So when I talk to people about building a better baseline, I learned through the use of foods, you know, whole foods, good foods, foods that are, you know, avoid sugar, salt, you know, that kind of thing, that it, how it impacts your moods and, you know, and how you sleep and your energy. And so if you start to feel sluggish, you know, every day at 3 o'clock, that kind of thing, I know there's the natural rhythms of the body and that sort of thing. But if you start to really feel like sludge and you're like just dragging yourself around like you're dragging cement blocks, it's probably largely in what you've eaten. And like I tell my clients, I do not expect them to eat like chicken and broccoli and call me in 2 weeks. That's not it. That's, you know, I meet them where they are. And I also tell them that I will never tell them they can't have something. So if their weakness is chocolate or pizza or a glass of wine or what have you, I teach my clients to make empowering decisions and versus white knuckled willpower, so that they know the impact that the decisions they make with their nutrition, it's a real give and take. So pretty much if like 80 to 85% of the time they're doing what they're supposed to, following their meal plans in which they pick their foods, you know, and I guide them through that. I give them the targets and we address things that crop up for them. You know, if somebody comes to me and tells me that, you know, they had a bad day and they dove headlong into a container of Ben and Jerry's, you know, it's totally okay with me, you know, and we talk about it and we figure out what the triggers are. And then we figure out a plan. They have their mental toolbox that we talk about all the time, we build. So then the next time that they're faced with a similar situation, which will happen,
right. They
have some things that they can fall back on and really think about, you know, do I need this right now? Is this what I want to do? So again, you know, people don't have to do what I do at all, because, you know, my personal nutrition is very strict and that kind of thing for competing. You know, I'm trying to take it to like, you know, the 10x level, the nth level, you know, and that's, it's not for everyday people, meaning it does take a lot of time. And I do have to think very hard about a lot of the things that I have to consume and activity and such. You know, but my clients, again, we focus on really what they like, what they enjoy. And, you know, let's be reasonable. I'm not talking about, you know, I eat Snickers every day kind of thing. but they choose their foods and I guide them to, you know, we start at the beginning and we take little tiny steps. And then as we move through my program and such, we start to titrate down and start to make better choices, because there's like a hierarchy, you know, there's your list of proteins, list of carbs, whatever. But they get food lists. And if they can stay more to the top of my food list, those are going to be more of their nutrient dense choices.
Okay.
So, excuse me, there's no good food and there's no bad food. You know, we don't label it that way. Mm. So, you know, it takes a little practice, but really within like a week or two, they've got it down. They know what they're doing. We work with visualizing the measurements and proportions that they're supposed to have. So they're not walking around with a food scale or, you know, texting me a picture of their menu saying, what do I eat? I'm like, no, that does not constitute an emergency. You know what to eat. Right. You know what to do.
Right.
So really, that's it. I mean, I didn't know if you want to get into the specifics of
No, I guess
exactly what I do, because
no. Now,
it's
if you know, I'll have the on the show notes, and those individuals who are intrigued about that will definitely reach out to Tina, right, folks? Right? Reach out to Tina. Tina, that's great. I appreciate you sharing that, a good general overview. You know, because people think, you know, I got no time, I'm busy at work, I skip lunch, right? I work late, I eat late. What happens? Then we go to bed, we fall asleep on the couch, and next day over and over and over and over and over again.
So we really work on breaking those cycles and making it as easy as possible. And like I said, I've got people who work 12-hour shifts and night shifts and that kind of thing, and we develop a solid plan, an actual plan of what they can stick to. Regardless, you know, when people come to me and say, "Oh, I've got this, I got that," and I said, "Well, you know, you still have to eat, so you might as well eat according to a goal, according to your plan." So yes, I know you're busy. Yes, I know life happens. It
Yeah,
does,
it
and we
does.
just work on navigating through these events and make the best possible choices in any given moment to make sure that they're still taking steps towards their goal, whatever that may be.
Choices. Be clear on your choices and follow the. And if you go off course, come back on course again, right?
Absolutely. That's,
Okay.
you know, that's where the
Yeah.
accountability and the motivation comes in.
Right.
You know, we have clients, you know, that continue to walk out in the water. You know, we throw them the life preserver, we rein them
Bring them
back in,
back.
and here we go, you know, and then walk back in the water again, pull them back in. Okay,
I
like this
love
is what
it.
we're gonna do. So,
Super.
yeah, I mean, it happens, but it helps having a person to talk to. And that's, you know, one of the things that I offer with my service is it's not an app, it's not just an online thing. There's a lot of personal interaction when it comes to developing their plans and just being real.
It sounds like you do a wonderful job with your clients, you know,
Yeah,
folks.
thank you.
It's awesome. I look forward to talking to you more offline, Antina, because
Sure.
I need some
Oh,
as
sure.
well. Okay, definitely we use your services. So, Tina, I appreciate your time. I know you have a busy schedule. You've got clients. We've got on a lot of time. I'm going to ask you a question or two before we wrap up and say farewell. If you were conducting this interview, what question would you ask yourself?
The question I think I would ask myself is, when is enough enough?
Oh, wow. Okay.
And for me, the answer is never. You know, I don't know any other way. You know, why would you want to stop doing the things that you love? I really love my plan that I have in place and the goals that I'm working towards. You know, why would you want to just stop striving and just become stagnant? You know, you got to make the most of every single day. And it's about those choices.
Yeah.
And so enough is never enough.
No. There's no dress rehearsal, right? It's
Right.
one life here. Continue on, take action, take massive action. Daryl Hardy, or
Yeah.
Daryl, yes, Daryl
Yeah.
Hardy. He wrote a book about the compound effect.
Yes.
And I remember him, one of his scenarios about what that 1% change
Yes.
and again,
Yes. Yes.
the merry-go-round pushing out, also get momentum.
Yes.
And so on. That reminds me of what you just said right now, in summation, you know.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. So, Tina, I am so super excited that you've been on my show here. You've been a wonderful, you are a wonderful guest, and I look forward to have you again. But it sounds like you have a maybe a book somewhere inside you. So are you sharing with us some kind of possibility of
Yes. I
book?
am taking a stab at writing a book, and it's going to be, you know, based on nutrition and mindset. You know, I have my notes, and I could just need to get it organized and such, but yes, it'll be coming. Yes.
Anyone out there who's a editor or whatnot, you may want to reach out to Tina and to myself also, because I have my mock-up cover up there. You know, achieving your X factor to success, to lead yourself into the best wishes of life's and journeys has to offer you. But anyway, Tina, I'm going to leave you with this question. if you had an opportunity to speak to the whole world, and then it's 100 years from now, what legacy would you leave behind?
Oh my gosh.
I know it's a big question because I always ask that question also as well. What do I want to leave behind? I can't even think about today, you know?
Gosh, that's so hard. You know, I want to leave my footprint with impact. I really do. I would love to be able to help as many people as I possibly can. I would love to scale my business because I would love to take on something of a philanthropic type kind of role, supporting organizations and such that really mean something to me. So, you know, I would love to do that. I wish to become, you know, deeply influential and have impact improving the lives of others.
Well, you have already. You've been doing that. And, you know, and again, you're a perfect role model out there in all the things that you mentioned today on the podcast here. So I look forward to hear more things about your book. By the way, when you're ready for your book,
yeah,
contact me. We can have you on the show and talk about the book.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great. Okay.
Is that sure. A promise? Is that a promise?
Yeah. Well, now I got to get it all done.
We're all motivating each other, right? We're in the space to inspire, to empower, you know, each other to move forward and to show the world that, you know what, even us, we have our own story. We're not perfect. Right. We're not perfect at all. I've been through myself through trials and tribulations. And also, even my move from New York to here, Carolina, it's a massive move with 4 children, you know, leaving away friends and so on and so forth, establishing a whole new routine process. But it's okay. We've grown. So, Gina,
absolutely.
Where can we find you?
Well, you can find me on social media, which you're going to include the links on the podcast, or you can check my website, which is www.idnphysique.com. So IDN stands for Interior Design Nutrition.
Beautiful.
So IDNphysique.com. That's where you can find me.
Super. And folks, don't forget, you have to give her a little shout out, check her out on the social media and make it say, hey, you've seen her, you heard her on the podcast, you've seen her on YouTube. And I'm sure Tina will be able to answer questions, provide you some services as well. So Tina, any last comments or any last inspiring comments to the audience or something you want to provide to the audience before we say farewell?
Just, you know, if people have questions, you know, they can reach out to me. I'm happy to help you. You know, we can look into connecting and tell me that you heard me on this podcast and stuff, and I'd be happy to give a consultation call with you and that sort of thing.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, just to sort of, you know, hammer down on your goals and find out what's bothering you and, you know, getting to that other side, figuring out what we can do to get you to that other side. I'd love to do that.
Beautiful. Well, thank you there, Tina. You've been a fantastic guest. And again, as I'm relaunching this whole podcast show, it's wonderful to see to have a person like yourself, and I have a line of guests coming forth also. Maybe one day we'll have a group of health and fitness groups in a general podcast in the future. I'd love
that. Would be wonderful.
That's awesome. Share some greatness also.
Absolutely.
So, ladies and gentlemen, from the X Factor to Success, you have heard here the wonderful Tina Myers here. Look her up on social media. She has a lot to offer, a lot to share her story, her journey, and here, give her a shout out and tell her that you heard her here. So, folks, thank you very much, Tina. Once again, I give you a virtual hug to you. And much continued success. And we love to have you again in the near future when you have that wonderful book you're launching up. I know I'm putting pressure on you right now.
You are putting... yes, you are. But you know what? It's great. I thrive with it. Like, now I got to get it done.
Well, so. Because people are telling me also, AG, Ruggiero, when is your book coming out?
Yeah.
I'm talking about it. Scratching my head, you know.
Hey, so, you know what? I'm right back at you now. Putting my coach hat on. We're gonna hold each other accountable. Okay. We go. We're now accountability partners. And we have the public out there to hear it now.
We'll check in, folks. All right, folks. X Factors to Success, the G-Man here with Tina Myers here. So check us out. Thank you. Share this podcast. Share to someone who can really, really appreciate this also. Hear the stories, hear the insights and some golden nuggets of tips from Tina. Thank you very much for taking your time. Hopefully your journey to work or working out, walking your dog and having the right foods to eat, right? Being nutritious, walking, jogging, biking, and all good stuff, Tina, right? So absolutely. Once again, thank you so much. God bless you. And G-Man says this here, live with purpose, live with passion, and make a difference. Ciao.